Chapter 1. Spiritual Fitness in a Flabby Generation. In 1970, a handful of runners participated in the first New York City Marathon, which was run on a four-loop course around Central Park. The marathon celebrated its 25th anniversary with a record 29,000 runners. In 1994 in the U.S., the 10 largest marathons totaled well over 100,000 finishers, and well over 250 marathons were planned for 1995. This is just one indication that physical fitness is on the agenda of many people as we chase to the end of the century. Business personnel stride toward their offices, briefcase in one hand and exercise bag in the other. Young mothers rollerblade with their youngsters on their backs or jog as they push along their little ones in three-wheeled easy striders. Technical medical information, once the domain of our physicians, is now the subject matter of animated conversation in health food stores and fashionable cafes that serve only that which makes one lean and keen for physical exercise. Magazines abound on the subject and carry advertisements for such appealing products as the Energy Optimizer and the Power Bar, which is reputed to allow one to burn fat faster. If you want to maximize energy, minimize fatigue, and accelerate recovery, then you should opt for the scientifically based Ultimate Sports Nutrition System. All these products are designed to help the average overweight and under-exercised individual become serious about physical fitness. Exercising for a reason. As Christians, we should be at the front of this parade. After all, we know that our bodies are not to be abused, but to be fed and cared for. They are the dwelling place of God, and it is through them that we give expression to our concrete service for God. Yet, historically, we do not have a strong track record in this area. Most local churches have had eating as a regular feature of their programs, while at the same time rejecting exercise as valid Christian activity. We tend to be behind the curve in other ways as well. When aerobic exercise, aided by video, grabbed center stage, Christians decided they must have their own version, so they created praisercise to substitute for jazzercise. The result? Christians who had a desire to get fit neglected the opportunity to plug in with their non-Christian friends, choosing instead to form another holy huddle, bodies bouncing in time to worship songs. This allowed them to shun the secular and trivialize the sacred. We should not be distancing ourselves from opportunities to get to know our non-Christian neighbors, but should be seizing the chance to live in the world and let our light shine. That will result in maximum impact for the kingdom. We know that our bodies are like a tent that will one day be folded up when we leave for our permanent dwelling in heaven. Our unbelieving friends have no such hope. We know that the whole of creation is creaking and groaning in expectation of a new heaven and a new earth. Our friends believe that the here and now is all we have. So while we run with them and share their commitment to physical exercise, there will always be a difference.